Rodeo season is ramping up. Each spring, professional cowboys compete almost every night, whether bull riding, calf roping, or steer wrestling. If they win, they can bring home a stack of cash. If they lose, they might just bring home injuries, sometimes bad ones. From member station KUHF in Houston, Carrie Feibel reports.
The Houston Rodeo begins with a prayer, the national anthem, and then the first event, calf roping. But for many cowboys, rodeo really starts a few hours before that.
I would definitely work more specifically over the scars.
Yeah, scar tissue.
This medical clinic is close to the animal pens. Doctors and athletic trainers wait beside a row of massage tables.
Is it more just on top that it hurts, or is it around this bone?
Stephen Peebles pulls off his boot to reveal surgical scars on his right ankle.
What exactly did you do? You had broken...
Bottomed my tibia off, broke my fibula, dislocated my foot, tore every ligament in there.
Peebles mashed up his leg back in December at the national finals in Las Vegas. If this were any other professional sport, he'd still be rehabilitating. But it's not. Peebles competes in bareback. He rides a bucking horse with no saddle for 8 seconds. He's 22 and doing pretty well on the national circuit. But rodeo isn't like other pro sports, like football or baseball, that pay a steady salary. Peebles only makes money if he competes.
It's Houston. Big money, big rodeo, good horses. Had to come.
A doctor injects the ankle to numb it. A therapist massages it. And then Robbie McFarlane, an athletic trainer, steps forward.
I'm going to tape you probably about to here. Okay, tape you up pretty high.
Yeah.
It'll be fast, don't worry.
McFarlane says cowboys get all the sprains and bruises that football players get, plus some.
Here you're going to have more stuff broken. More stuff crushed. Hopefully not, but this is not your average desk job, that's for sure.
There are no rules requiring cowboys to wear helmets, neck braces, or protective vests. Many of them do, but that's no guarantee. The animals buck, and they're supposed to. Gravity and chance will have their way. Casey Coletti made $155,000 riding bareback last year, but he's paid for it in pain.
I guess if we start at the top, my neck hurts right now. I got kicked in the face by a horse a couple years ago. I just had a few stitches. They didn't knock no teeth out. Very, very fortunate on that. I got a hernia, LCL on my knee. I had a horse flip and break my foot. Lower back hurts every day. Yeah.
Dr. Tandy Freeman is the medical director for Justin Sports Medicine. The group operates free clinics at 125 major rodeos a year, though not in Houston. Freeman says a bull rider or bareback rider is much more likely to get injured each time he competes when compared to football or hockey players.
In bull riding, for instance, we see a new injury every 15 bull rides on average.
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association oversees close to 600 rodeos a year, and there are many more for amateurs, students, and even seniors. The sport has come a long way from its original roots. A working rancher, after all, doesn't regularly climb on specially bred bucking bulls that weigh 1,500 pounds, all of which prompts the question, why? Coletti says his father, a former competitor, tried to warn him off, but he got hooked after his very first bareback ride.
I never done no drugs, but I think I guess it'd be the closest thing you could say to, you know, kind of like it's just a huge adrenaline rush. People like riding roller coasters, skydiving, stuff like that. It's kind of the same thing.
Coletti is 26. If he's lucky, he might compete into his early 30s. After he retires, he'll return to his native Colorado and probably build houses. Only then will he undergo some long-delayed surgeries.
Can't quit. I mean, you can't quit doing what you love to heal up or, you know, I mean, I guess we'll see in 20 years if I regret it or not. I won't regret it, you know, because I love it.
As it happened, Coletti earned nothing in 3 nights of riding in Houston and failed to advance to the semifinals. So he and hundreds of other cowboys move on to the next competition. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.